I'm Andy Bates, part of the team here at KFUO. While you hear me on the air and in podcasts, I'm also part of the team that works behind the scenes to bring you the programs like this that you value. What you hear on the air and in podcasts is just the tip of the iceberg. Listeners like you generously support everything that makes radio and podcasts happen. Administration, cutting-edge technology, software, hosts, producers, and more. You make this happen. Can we count on you to continue this support? KFUO Shareathon, now through April 5th, is a great time to show your support and make a gift or make a plan to give for a whole year. Your generosity is important and appreciated, not just by the KFUO team, but by listeners who get to hear and enjoy Christ-centered programs every day. Will you make a gift today? KFUO.org/give. KFUO.org/give.
Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is John, chapter 7, verses 14 through 31, and the Reverend Timothy Apple is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John, chapter 7. About the middle of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and began teaching. The Jews therefore marveled, saying, "How is it that this man has learning when he has never studied?" So Jesus answered them, "My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. If anyone's will is to do God's will, he will know whether the teaching is from God or whether I am speaking on my own authority. The one who speaks on his own authority seeks his own glory, but the one who seeks the glory of him who sent him is true. And in him there is no falsehood. Has not Moses given you the law? Yet none of you keeps the law. Why do you seek to kill me?" The crowd answered, "You have a demon. Who is seeking to kill you?" Jesus answered them, "I did one work, and you all marvel at it. Moses gave you circumcision, not that it is from Moses, but from the fathers. And you circumcise a man on the Sabbath. If on the Sabbath a man receives circumcision, so that the law of Moses may not be broken, are you angry with me because on the Sabbath I made a man's whole body well? Do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment." Some of the people of Jerusalem therefore said, "Is not this the man whom they seek to kill? And here he is speaking openly, and they say nothing to him. Can it be that the authorities really know that this man is the Christ? But we know where this man comes from, and when the Christ appears, no one will know where he comes from." So Jesus proclaimed, as he taught in the temple, "You know me, and you know where I come from. But I have not come of my own accord. He who sent me is true, and him you do not know. I know him, for I come from him, and he sent me." So they were seeking to arrest him, but no one laid a hand on him, because his hour had not yet come. Yet many of the people believed in him. This is the word of the Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is the psalm appointed for today, Psalm 19. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and especially to you, dear sister Jenny, it is a remarkable reality that the words of my mouth right now can be heard anywhere in the world due to streaming online. It is a remarkable reality that KFUO truly can broadcast Christ for you anytime, anywhere. And it is a remarkable blessing that our sister Jenny has been a part of that wonderful work for 35 years. Thanks be to God for these gifts. And yet, lest any of us become prideful, particularly those preachers whose voices are heard on the airwaves, King David today reminds us that God has been broadcasting his glory worldwide for far more than 100 years. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their host. King David tells us that this word which called all things into being now echoes throughout his creation, broadcasting his glory anytime, anywhere. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Those who have never tuned to AM 850 in the St. Louis metro area or downloaded any podcast, they are not without God's testimony of himself. Although there is no audible speech from the heavens, no visible word written in the sky, anyone who looks at God's creation, by day or by night, has no excuse not to hear what God says of himself. He is the Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and he broadcasts that message about himself anytime, anywhere, through all the earth, even to the ends of the world. Now, within the entirety of the heavens God has made, King David narrows our focus particularly to the sun, the greater light that governs the day. Every morning, the sun rises in the east. Every evening, the sun sets in the west. As the sun makes its daily course from one end of the sky to the other, nothing is hidden from its heat. But David would not have us run scared from the sun's revealing light. Instead, he invites us to listen to the sun's joyful testimony to the Creator. The sun runs that daily course with joy, the joy of a bridegroom going to his bride. The sun runs its daily course with joy, the same joy as a strong warrior who runs upon a battlefield sure of his victory. The sun runs its course with joy to testify to the joy of the one true God who has created and still sustains all things. And yet perhaps we wonder sometimes how joyful the Creator truly is. You see, the sun's testimony is not audible. And sometimes the sun's testimony hurts, as you know from the sunburn that you can get even on a cloudy day. So more must be heard than the sky or the sun. Therefore, David narrows our focus once more in Psalm 19, now to something that is truly audible, to the Word of God. David extols the Word of God in this psalm remarkably. He uses six different terms for God's Word, described with six different adjectives and six different effects. The Lord's perfect law enlivens. The Lord's sure testimony gives wisdom. The Lord's right precepts give joy. The Lord's pure commandments open our eyes. The Lord's clean fear endures forever. The Lord's true rules show forth righteousness altogether. You see, just as David would not have us run scared from the revealing light of the sun, so David would not have us run scared from the Lord's revealing word. The Lord's word warns us against things that would harm us. That makes his word more desirable than riches. The Lord's word brings reward in its keeping. That makes it sweeter than the honey from the comb. So where do I find my place in all of this? Where do you find yours? David narrows our focus yet again. First, I was to look at the sky and listen to the sun's testimony. Then I have listened to the word's testimony. And so now I look at my own heart. I know what the word says of my heart. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. So to be sure, I can see greed and laziness, pride and disobedience, and there are many more sins I know remain hidden from me. That is why I pray with David for forgiveness for those sins that I don't know, as I do in the Lord's Prayer. That is why I pray with David for rescue from every presumptuous evil by which the devil would grab a foothold in an attempt to gain dominion over me. It is only when the Lord has declared me innocent by his own righteousness, Only then can I be blameless and justified in his sight. That is how David preaches Christ to us in this psalm. Christ is the Word of God who gives to you his righteousness. Christ is the Son, not the one in the sky, but the Son of God made flesh. Christ is perfect and sure, right and pure, clean and true. Christ gives life and wisdom. He brings joy and sight. He endures in righteousness forever. Jesus has run his course with joy from Bethlehem's manger to Jordan's river, from Calvary's cross into the garden's tomb and out once more, and now to the Father's right hand. He lives to proclaim his saving life, death, resurrection, and ascension into all the world for the glory of God. The whole church joins her voice in her Lord's proclamation. All Christians join their voices in their Lord's proclamation, just as our dear sister Jenny has done for 35 years, even if often behind the scenes. And all of it is done so that anytime, anywhere, everyone can hear this news: Christ for you. Yes, Christ for you. Jesus has done all these things for the world, which means Jesus has done all these things for you. And even more than any technology that sends our voices to the ends of the earth, this is the most remarkable reality of all: what Christ has done for me and for you and for his whole creation. What else is there but to lift our voices in prayer with David once more? Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.